This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, getting something done, getting informed so you can get something done. How do you like that? That's even better. Right? You got to get informed. Please get informed. All right. You know, I missed it. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Here's the deal. Get over there. You can save anywhere from 30 to 70% using promo code Joe. And come on. Start supporting our own. Just like I said with Zoe. Start supporting our own. Because, really, we're never going to make things work. We're never going to make things better if commentators like myself can't stay on the air. And not that we're having a trouble, but there are a lot. It costs so money to put out his product. It costs me money to put out my product. It'd be nice to get a little love here. Okay, you know what I'm saying? We have a donate button on the website. We have all kinds of stuff going on. And some of you already given. God bless you. Thank you. So much appreciate you doing so. All right, Alvin, you know, we were talking about this in the last segment. Alvin Bragg promises not to prosecute theft to establish racial equality, equity, and balance. during a recent meeting, Bragg openly promised to create a fracture, which is not a good thing, right, between New York City. The New York City Police and the Manhattan DA office. They're supposed to be working hand in hand. They're supposed to be working with each other to make things better. But they're not. Because they see this as a way to fix the crime level. And as Zoe said, which is so true, I've been saying it for a long time, but see, I'm not black, so I'm not allowed to say these things. But the reality is they don't see their own hypocrisy. So what he's saying is the black people are the only ones stealing? So unless he stops arresting people for stealing, then we'll never have racial equality or equity. I'm sorry. How does that work? How does he say that with a straight face? He said his overall intention was to shrink the footprint of the criminal justice system. Wow, how's that working out? New York's got one of the highest crime rates in the country. How's that working out? Now, because people already took screenshots, Bragg somehow over the weekend took his old campaign website down, cleaned it up, and then put it back up again. Right? Bragg believes that crime as a whole, disproportionately incarcerate black people. It's morally indefensible. You can't enforce it. Oh, by the way, just for clarity, the worst one ever signed on to was signed by Bill Clinton. And what's his name? What's that guy's name? Joey B. Yeah, Joe Biden. There you go. Right? I mean, seriously. And the cases belong, you know, he says these cases don't belong in criminal court. The punishments are disproportionately harsh. And so now he wants to be the judge, jury, and, for lack of a better term, executioner. He's going to decide which cases to, you know, take into court, which ones not to, and which and to make a deal outside of court, I guess. See, they don't really want, they talk about democracy. They truly want real democracy, which is where the mob rules. The guy with the power decides what is, what isn't. It's not, that's not a republic. It never has been. That's not a representative, you know, republic. But they don't care. It's not what they want. They don't even, most of them don't even know what the Constitution says. Did you hear the judicial hearings where judges, the people that Joey B. put up for judges that he nominated, couldn't tell you basically what any of the amendments were? Couldn't speak to some of the major legal cases. Legal precedents set out, they couldn't speak to them. I wonder if they could tell you what's in a Big Mac. I mean, I don't know what they know or what they don't know. Right? Alvin Bragg and team now have just popped up and said that they believe that critical race theory belongs in prosecution. So you should use not the law, not the Constitution. You should use the principles of critical race theory to decide who's guilty and who's not. Isn't that amazing? Oh, all right. Ron, is that true? Yeah, and if it's true, you got to send me a link to it, because I have to have some fun with that. One of the smarter people in the chat room, they're all smart. Right? And if it's true, now they're talking about, for equality reasons, you have to have female crash dummies. Oh, my God. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This just gets better all the time. I mean, if it wasn't for the craziness of the left, we'd have nothing, you know? So, I'm here, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Tennessee officials say that the FBI is stalling the release of Nashville shooter Andre Hale's manifesto because it is scary. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time that you, really, the time that you're involved with us. The time that, you know, you spend listening, giving me information, all kinds of wonderful stuff. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-7-3-2-5-5-6-3. And I do appreciate your time. All right. The Tennessee officials are saying that the FBI is stalling the release of the Nashville shooter, the Nashville shooter's manifesto. Now, you can't tell me for a second. If that manifesto was talked about the beloved Trump, the one that she followed and believed in, you know, and all the right-wingers that she supports and salutes, and she's a proud MAGA hat wearer. I mean, if that was all in that manifesto, it would have been out already. It would have been out already. It would have been all over the place. But I would imagine the stuff in there they don't want anybody to see. Authorities have delayed the release of the manifesto. Right, that shooter who killed six inside of Nashville, the Nashville Elementary School. Because it was a blueprint, as one official is saying, on total destruction. Representative Tim Burchett out of Tennessee, he told the New York Post that the FBI is behind the delay while calling for the documents to be released. You've got grieving loved ones and Congress wants information. I mean, the funny thing about this is Congress is the boss of the FBI. They oversee the FBI. They oversee the Department of Justice, and yet they can't get the information they want. Just amazing. The manifesto could maybe tell us a little bit about what's going on inside the head of some of these people, especially hers. I think this would answer a lot of questions. They don't want you to answer the questions, because the questions or the answers might be the ones that make them, that show what hypocrisy they actually have. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hale was 28 years old. She identified as a transgender with a former student at the Covenant School. Right, you know, she killed three children, three adults there. Sad, very sad. During search of the house, Hale shared with her parents, authorities seized 20 journals. Five laptops, a suicide note, various other notes written by Hale, as well as two memories, or memoirs. Five come-to-school yearbooks and seven cell phones. That's a lot. Got a lot of info there. Now, Nashville Council member Courtney Johnson told the Post that the FBI had already ruled the manifesto would not be released in its entirety. Why not? What are you afraid of? What I was told is that her manifesto was a blueprint on total destruction. It was so detailed at a level of what she planned, they're afraid that others might try to follow it. Now, the document is in the wrong person's hands would be astronomically dangerous, according to some officials. Now, that I'll give them. Okay, I don't know if you guys remember, about 25 years ago, I was in an Army-Navy store before we had the heavy internet presence. And there were two books in the store that, like, floored me. 21 Ways to Kill Somebody Quickly, which everything from snapping necks to booby traps and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, why would anybody put that book out? And who would, you know, when I go to an Army-Navy store, you know, military, whatever they call them, you know, I'm looking for uniform pieces or a hat or you know, something usually for somebody else or a flag that you usually can't get in a normal store. Right? And the other one was almost like a Betty Crocker book. How to make a bomb using, you know, homemade ingredients. I'm thinking, why? Why would you put that out there? She said she believed part of Haley's writings would come out, but that the vast overwhelming majority of it presented too much of a danger to the public. Look, I know we're all for free speech and what have you, but there are some things that I would scratch my head on and go, yeah, I don't think so. All you need, especially today, look at the mental state of most of our young children today. Well, look at the mental state of a lot of our adults today. Do you really want these people handed the information on how to make something happen? No, come on, think it through, right? I don't know if you heard this, too. The Nashville killer, I don't know why I keep saying national. She slept with the journals. Right? She actually had journals on school shootings all across the country. She had information on how long it takes police to respond. Who does this? Right? Again, just amazing. You know, they found two memoirs, 12-gauge 590 and a 20-gauge Winchester. One of them had been sawed off. She kept notes on firearm training. Right? They had a list of passwords a mile long for the different areas that you went into on that interweb. Think about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The, I don't know, guys. I don't want to beat this up, because you look at this and you look at what's going on and what they found in the house. This was somebody that wasn't supposed to have any guns. Right? This is, I don't want to use a red flag comment, but I'd like to see our side come up with a way to say, okay, this is wrong. Okay? This is wrong. And when you have somebody that's this sick, having this many issues, for them to have, you know, 7-plus guns in the house, just doesn't make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Okay, well, you found it. You sent it. And I got to believe it. This is hilarious. According to Pete Buttercheeks, I mean, the plan to solve gender inequity is promoting female crash dummies. But what does that mean? I mean, seriously. Representative Rosa Delano, out of Connecticut, a Democrat, turned heads by stressing the need for female dummies in crash testing. Why, what does that do? Anybody know? During the House Appropriation Committee hearing on the Department of Transportation budget, Delano used her time to praise Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and his, you know, recently released idea of a gender inequity among crash victims. And the way you fix that, it was, is with crash dummies. Always looking for inequity. Thomas is your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt limit proposal would be a disaster.
Speaker McCarthy unveiled his plan to cut benefits for American veterans and take a 2%
2x4 to America's manufacturing resurgence.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters, Republicans plan cuts benefits to veterans in their own states. McCarthy rolled out a bill to lift the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion that contains a number of spending cuts as well. As U.S. officials prepare a possible evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Sudan, East Africa, we're learning the Russian Wagner mercenary group may be supplying weapons to the Sudanese paramilitary forces fighting on one side of the conflict. CNN reports the group is supplying Sudanese rapid support forces with missiles. There's also reportedly evidence of Russian mercenaries stirring in Libya. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously, I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. But I want you to get involved in the stories. I want you to get involved in the issues. I want you to open your mouth. I want you to make as much noise as humanly possible. It will be the only way we can win. All right. Making fun of Pete Buttigieg and a few others, who say the way to fix gender inequity, especially when it comes to, you know, road accidents and such, is to use female dummies. It's just unreal. Let's see how can we spend as much money as humanly possible to make absolutely, you know, no help. So Rosa DeLauro, she's a representative out of Connecticut. She stressed the need for female dummies in car crash testing to promote gender equality. Now, during the House Appropriations Committee hearing on the Department of Transportation budget, she used her time to praise Buttercheek over initiatives to rectify the gender inequality among crash victims. So she singled out the use of female dummies for roadway crash testing as one of the ways that Buttercheek's initiatives that she supports. Right? He also planned to make important investments to address the roadway safety crisis, including critical funding that would accelerate the development in an area that I've written about, to use female dummies as crash testing. This will start to fight the gender inequity among vehicle safety and crash victims. So, wouldn't you love to know how they what data did they pull together to have that make any sense? Do more women than men die in crashes? Now, why is it? Do they wear their seatbelts more? Do they not wear their seatbelts more? Maybe they drive more. Maybe men are in cars more than women. I don't know. I'm throwing all this out. Right? According to the lawmakers, the letter that they sent, the current female dummies most commonly used by NHTSA and tests are simply scaled-down versions of the male dummies, which are based on the measurements of an average-sized male from the 1970s. Okay. All right, yeah. Maybe we should update that. And I think the reason we should update that is because we're so much fatter. We're so much more obese. We're so much heavier today. They notice that these female dummies have failed to accurately simulate the reality that female drivers are significantly more vulnerable to certain injuries. Right? Especially neck and abdomen. Okay, so it's not the current testing that's obsolete. It's needed, you need to change and or add to it. You need to, yeah, maybe you need to redesign the dummies. God. That's true. This is a dummy commenting on a dummy. I agree. Now, the document makes two requests of Buttercheeks, asking you to ensure that asking him to ensure that there is a transition to the latest generation of crash test. I mean, you would think that a lot of this is already being done. And when I say that, what I mean by that is you would think that as you know, dummies evolve, as testing evolves, as cars become safer, which they are becoming, that some of the stuff would change. They would change the way they test. They would change the way they do these things. This doesn't require... You don't need a college degree for this. Right? At least I don't think you did. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732 553. Thank you for that. Always appreciate when you guys send me information, send me stories. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So again, to show you how the left just loves to totally ignore, right, real information, real testing, you know, real research, totally ignore. Washington governor now is poised to sign a massive assault weapons ban, says it will save lives. However, we've done this before. Didn't do anything. Governor Washington expected to sign an assault weapons ban into law, immediately barring residents from purchasing a host of semi-automatic rifles. Washington does not and will not accept gun violence as the norm. I mean, this is just amazing to me. They don't look at any of the numbers. The ban bills the sale of and manufacture and importation of so-called assault weapons, primary semi-automatic rifles, with exceptions for law enforcement and the military. It passed the Senate earlier by big numbers. Ridiculous. Gun control proponents have long struggled to define assault weapon, but HB 1240 bans more than 60 specific firearms, most of them semi-automatic long guns. Such as AR-15s, AK-47, okay, semi-automatic pistols and shotguns with certain features outlined in the bill may also be banned, but specific guns are not listed. Ooh, very generic, right? Assault weapons are civilian versions of weapons created for the military that are designed to kill humans quickly and effectively. Yeah, no. They're not designed to kill animals. They're not designed to do anything else, right? And if you want to, and frankly, if you got five guys breaking into your house, you do want to kill, shoot, hurt, quickly and effectively, right? If you're going to protect your family, I don't. You know what? You're breaking into my house to do damage to my family. Yeah, you don't have any rights. Firearms instructor Jane Milhans told the local news source there's been a lot of misinformation surrounding the gun control debate. People have the assumption that these rifles are military rifles. They aren't. Semi-automatic rifles require one trigger pull for every shot fired. You just don't have to manually put the bullet in it. Right? Anyway. The, you know, it's really funny because here in California, toughest gun laws, we have the most amount of school shootings, that kind of thing. You have to wait 10 days to pick up your gun, cool off period. You go through a background check. You do all that stuff. It's not the gun. It's the person. They will find a way to kill someone. They will find a way to get rid of the person they can't stand. Right? The bill also, not only does it ban these guns, it allows the state to sue gun makers. What for? Banning the sale of assault weapons, our bill to enact training requirements and a wait period, the bill to improve accountability of manufacturers and retailers will save lives. Again, been done before at the federal level, it did not. One of the Senate amendments, HB 1240, allows gun dealers to sell inventory they had before January 1st, 2023, to out-of-state buyers for 90 days after the bill becomes law. So they can't sell it in-state, only out-of-state, right? I mean, seriously. God, just, again, just totally amazing to me. Let's not deal with mental health. Let's not deal with what we're doing to our kids for real. Right? Let's deal with what we perceive to be truth, which is so wrong in so many ways. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, yep, he's at it again. Larry Elder launches a White House bid, joining Donald Trump in the growing GOP field. I've got mixed feelings about this because some of you know I know Larry personally. And makes a lot of sense. I think he would make a difference. But I think this is an issue. I really do. So he announced today that he was a candidate for governor here in California. He's going to be in a race for the White House. The field just keeps getting bigger. Elder on Thursday announced a candidacy for president in an interview on Fox News. He said, America's in decline, but the decline's not inevitable. We can enter a new American golden age, but we have to choose leaders who can bring us there. So that's why I'm running for president. Be back in a few minutes. Talk a little bit more about this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Larry Elder, longtime conservative commentator. Been around for a while. Quite some time, actually. Threw his hat in the ring. Running for president. Now, I believe him to be a good guy. And I don't know what the game plan is here. I mean, as you know, I'm not good friends with him, but I'm friends with him. I say good friends because we don't go out to dinner together and, you know, draw the fat every week or anything. And, you know, I understand what he's trying to do. I really do. You know, Elder highlighted that he's made a handful of trips to Iowa and New Hampshire. The states that, you know, lead this stuff off. He was meeting with conservative leaders and activists. The conservative host, who is black, duh, had said that he believes that among the top issues in the 2024 election are inflation, energy, border security. He emphasized that he wants to highlight the plight of children in America being born to parents who are not married, to target what he argues is a lie about systemic racism. The crowd for this field is growing, which will make it harder and harder and harder for some of these. Matter of fact, the more that enter the race, and not that I don't want them to be there, but the more that enter the race, the better chance Trump has. Right? You're looking at what? Nikki Haley. Right? She launched her presidential campaign over a month ago. They have, I can't pronounce his name, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's got a lot of good ideas, but some people tell me, I don't have a history with him. We've not done many stories. But, apparently he's a bit of a libertarian / conservative. So, two-term Governor Ron DeSantis, well, he kind of sitting, I wish he would sit out. God, just going to tell you guys, he really would. And not that he's going to hurt Trump or anything like that, but I think, take care of the state. They've got 5 days of issues with trying to get fuel into some parts of the state because of the recent storm that was there. Go back there, help take care of the issues, show people you're committed to the state. I believe he is. I don't believe he's a bad guy at all. All right? Mike Pence said he'll make a run for the 2024 election. I wish he wouldn't. He doesn't have, but he doesn't even have 1% approval. Tim Scott of South Carolina, he launched a presidential committee, right? Asa Hutchinson. I mean, here's people that they just shouldn't be there. They've got nothing. Governor Chris Sununu, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, Senator. I much prefer a governor. And that's, see, think about it. They've already had to deal with some of the issues you have to deal with as president. Quite interesting, quite amazing, really. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part. You know, I wish him, Larry, the best of luck. I hope he does well. I mean that sincerely, no joke. Right? And I hope Trump stays away from being nasty with him, frankly. I really do. All right, here's one, I guess, for the record books. Teachers, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Teachers and staff play a licking game in middle school. The students in the crowd could be heard screaming, "Ew, disgusting, that's so gross, what the heck?" One student yelled, "Who thought this was a good idea?" And this is why we need, this is why we need moms, in the school libraries to pay attention. Desert Hills Middle School in Washington State, in the Kennewick School District, they've condemned the video and said that they are investigating the situation. The activity does not reflect the high standards we hold for our staff members. This is according to Superintendent Tracy Pierce. The content of the video is being shared on social media, highly concerning. The situation currently is being investigated by the district. I don't know what they're licking. I can't really tell. Okay? And it's pretty disgusting. And they're kind of licking each other's, where they were just licking. Don't even know what to say. Right? I was like, their tongues are all touching the same area. And you're thinking, what does it have to do? What does this have to do? Is it a science thing? Right? Nothing. Nobody can explain it. Makes no sense. There are half a dozen adults there watching, paying attention. I guess we'll get more information next week because they're going to look at this, right? All right, Fetterman's back. I was telling somebody this today that something, look, I'm not a conspiracy guy. No, really, seriously. Not a conspiracy guy. But I want you to think about something here. They said that, you know, there was stuff going around that, you know, Fetterman was, his body double was out there, and then he did that commercial, right? You know, some of those people, you know, the way out there, conspiracy people think I'm a copy of myself, or whatever. Perfect speech. Perfect hand and eye movement, head movement. And then he gets into Senate today, and he can't lead the Senate, his committee. So we went from seeing a guy who said he wasn't the double of Fetterman to seeing a guy who couldn't speak anywhere near as well as the guy that wasn't a double or Fetterman. Yeah, you figured that one out. He fumbled through his opening statement, mispronouncing names, inflecting different words, making it sound like he was asking questions. The camera showed the crowd. It was really awkward. I mean, some people were trying not to laugh. These are people that are supposed to be his people, right? I mean, I loved how he returned. You know, I don't know if you noticed that, but he came back. He had a hoodie. He had shorts on. Let's see if we can catch it here.
Subcommittee and food and nutrition, specialty crops, organics, and research. I call to this hearing of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee and Food and Nutrition, Specialty Crops, Organics, and Research to order. Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Boozman, thank you so much for coming. I thank you for your leadership on this committee, and I look forward to working with you to pass a farm bill. A farm bill that works for small farmers, rural communities, and hungry Americans. I would also like to thank my ranking member, Senator Braun. I look forward to working closely with you. SNAP is one of the most effective programs to fight hunger and poverty in the country.
I don't know how true that is, but listen. These are people he's supposed to be working with on a regular basis. He can't get through even the simplest of things. Right? Simplest of words, pronouncing things improperly. You can see he's even struggling in his face. You can see it, I shouldn't say in his face, on his face, right? Why? Why is he there? Why are they doing this to this poor man? You know, conditions like this make it worse. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Only London, who has detransitioned from transgender lifestyle, tweeted about Mulvaney's claims, calling it all an act. He said Dylan Mulvaney is not a real trans person. He's mocking the entire trans community, yet they continue to worship him like the false idol that he is. London, who tells the story in the book Gender Madness, detailed Mulvaney's lies in a Twitter thread. Dylan claims to have only come out as trans publicly a year ago. And yet, in 2021, a since-deleted video by Dylan was captured. He said, I am a trans non-binary actor, having had trouble finding roles, meaning he was already publicly trans a year before he claims to have gone public. London also added that Dylan also claims to have been on hormones before he came out as trans public, yet in a video posted on February 11th, he said it was his first day taking hormones. Which is it? February 11th, 2022. Right? They never tell the truth. None of them do. They can't seem to find it with both hands. Right? And this is why, again, it's hard to believe them. So hard to believe them. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN.